trust the process. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." You know, as I prepare for another long, grueling season of coaching 8, 9, 10-year-olds in Little League football, I continue to remind myself to trust the process. Now, I don't profess to be no Nick Saban. Heck, I'm not even Dennis Green. But I do love the game. I love teaching other young men this game. And it always amazes me that at the end of the season, these same kids that could barely walk and chew gum at the same time, that were bumbling around all around the football field, that were leaning over tired from running a couple sprints because they've been laying on their butts playing PlayStation all summer long, are now out on the field executing plays and at times even looking like a well-oiled machine. The process. It starts with the basics. Foot placement, proper stance, correct steps, proper tackling techniques. Heck, just getting over the fear of hitting and being hit. And that's after 2 to 3 days of just learning how to put on your helmet, strap up your shoulder pads, and lace up your cleats tightly. It's the process, all in hopes that ultimately they come to appreciate the game that teaches hard work, brotherhood, and determination. We hope that they develop a bond and develop their talents, have fun, and maybe even win a few football games along the way. The process. Nick Saban has coined this, his approach to football, as the process. And with pretty substantial success rate, it's produced 5 national championships in 9 seasons. Now, being Auburn man, I hate to admit that, but he is and has cemented himself as one, if not the greatest football coach of all times. He describes the process as this. It was a game before taking on the undefeated Ohio State while he was a coach at Michigan State, 4-14. He said, "That game, we decided to use the approach that we're not going to focus on the outcome. We're just going to focus on the process of what it took to play the best football you could play, which was to focus on that particular play as if it had a history and life of its own. Don't look at the scoreboard. Don't look at any external factors. Just all of your focus and all of your concentration, all of your effort, all of your toughness, all your discipline to execute went into that particular play. Regardless of what happened on that play, success or fail, you would move on to the next play and have the same focus to do that on the next play. And you then do that for 60 minutes in a game. And then you'd be able to live with the results, regardless of what those results were." That's the process, as Nick sees it. But Nick's not the inventor of the process. Jeremiah 29:11-13 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I'll listen, and you'll seek me and I'll find you. When you seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." See, I want to encourage someone today to just trust the process. See, God did not say that this process would not have some good days and some bad days. He didn't promise that it would always be sunshine and never rain. There'll be haters as well as congratulators. You'll pass some tests, you'll fail some. There'll be tears and struggles. I'll have some positive plays and some negative plays. But it's all a part of the process. See, if I never lost, if I never hurt, if I never felt pain, if I never felt disappointment, if I never missed a mark, I couldn't appreciate the victories, the laughter, the smiles, the love, the joy, the fulfillment, the achievement, the journey. Sometimes the only difference in pain and purpose is perspective. See, the great thing about God's process is that I know in the end, I win. See, I remember when I first started coaching Little League football, it was with my oldest son. We had great success. We were in Birmingham, had a loaded team. 3 years, we went 32-1. We only lost 1 game, 2 championships. Man, I was riding high. I thought, this is what football is all about. Fast forward 8 to 10 years later, I'm coaching my middle son. And we're at a school. First week out there, I see, man, I don't have the athletes I used to have in Birmingham. Different kind of team. Still giving my all, helping coach the offensive line, making sure the boys know how to block. In 2 years, we won 1 football game. It's like, man, this really sucks. Got a chance to move to another area. Got back on the team. This team went 4-4 through the regular season. I'm sorry, lost two football games during the regular season. But in the end, came back. Playoffs, had to see one of the teams that beat us pretty handily in the regular season. But our guys had a different appeal, a different focus. I felt like they were better prepared because of some of the losses. They didn't like the taste of it, and they weren't going to let it happen again. We beat the first team in the playoffs, and we were matched up against the Giant, the undefeated team. Team that had only given up 12 points the entire season long. Came down fourth quarter, tied up 6-6. We go to overtime. They score first pretty easily. We get the ball back. It's now or never. Got the ball at the 15. It's now 4th and 20. We've lost 5 yards. But I tell you, there was something different in my kids' eyes that day. They hadn't quit. They hadn't quit all game long. My running back scrambles, breaks it free, gets into the end zone. Score is now 13-12. Do we go for two? Do we kick it and go for two, or try to get 1 point? The fight had been so tough to get an end zone. I decided we either going to go big or go home. We kicked the field goal, kicked the extra point for 2 points in Little League, and won the championship. I celebrated like it was my Super Bowl. Because, see, I had been to the mountaintop. I had experienced victories. But we had also been to the bottom and experienced great loss. And now we're back experiencing victories again. It was the process. Can you imagine if in the midst of a losing season, with heads hanging down in the locker room, the team owner walks into the room with the championship trophy, informing the players that it's theirs. It's been secure for them, and therefore they can enjoy the game, competing as those who have already won. They'll be able to fully trust the process because they were certain of the outcome. See, Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." I encourage you today to just trust the process.